A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "John's disciples, like the disciples of the Pharisees, frequently fast and pray, but your disciples eat and drink." Jesus said to them, "You cannot make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them, can you? The days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." Jesus also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new garment and sews it on an old garment. Otherwise, the new will be torn, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins and will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new wine, but says, 'The old is good.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Last week, I participated in a jury, a very unusual jury of artists from the Colorado Dominican Vocation Foundation, since we needed to have a jury to select artworks for our upcoming art show, which is called Windows to the Divine. On several occasions during the jury, an artist jurist would comment, "This artist was a student under master artist so-and-so," or, "This painting or sculpture clearly reflects the influence of some famous artist's style of painting or sculpting." So who is your master? What influence has your teacher or mentor had on you? In Jesus' time, there was no nationalized school system as such. To get an education, one would look for a good master, sometimes switching from one teacher or school of thought to another. We don't see this concept so clearly in our world today, but really, one still hears about artists being trained by a certain master artist, or a philosopher who wants to study specifically at a particular university where that department has a famous professor, something like that. A scientist might say, "I studied under Albert Einstein or worked in his laboratory." So this is the sort of situation that Jesus lived in his day and faced in this particular gospel passage, where the scribes and Pharisees are trying to figure out what sort of students or disciples Jesus has around him and has chosen. And they're obviously not like John the Baptist followers, nor the students of the Pharisees and scribes. They certainly don't behave the way Jesus' new disciples do. So the question was not just about fasting and praying, as we read in this section, but really about his whole school that he was trying to develop and the disciples that he had called around him. At the beginning of Luke's Gospel, we find many texts reflecting the unusual choice of these disciples by Jesus. As he gets started with his team, his new ministry, he picks fishermen, tax collectors, people from Galilee, folks who do not always keep the Sabbath correctly, and many of the other examples that we hear of, and showing that you might say some pretty green students that Jesus was choosing to pick, to teach. So the Pharisees are quick to point out these differences and wonder out loud about the sort of disciples that Jesus has in his company. Jesus' answer is a very intriguing double parable about how to patch a new garment, how to store new wine. He might as well have said to them, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks." By letting the Pharisees know that he's doing something new, Jesus was the new wine. His teaching is a new teaching to put into these disciples' heads So he certainly doesn't want to have old wineskins, old disciples, who were already closed-minded from their previously, you know, trained teacher or master who taught them in a certain way. You just don't want to mix and match and try to patch things up with pieces of new cloth on an old garment. You wind up with the problem of complaints, like, we like the old way better, or my other teacher didn't do it that way, and the old is good, but I don't like the taste of this new teaching. So you see that you and I are students of the same master, the great teacher. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful that we can say we have a mutual best friend, a mutual best teacher? You and I, as Christians, we belong to the same school of thought that our teacher, Jesus the Christ, has started. His teaching is the new wine, and quite different from what's out there in the rest of the world. His teaching method requires open minds, fresh, innocent, you might say, students willing to learn, not students with closed minds who repeat the wrong ideas of the rest of the world or want to remain safe with the good old days, the same old teaching. Jesus' school prefers humble fishermen over arrogant Pharisees. Jesus can teach sinners and tax collectors who know they need God's grace, while other teachers and rabbis criticize him, thinking they are already saved and better than everyone else. You and I have a common friend then, a mutual teacher. Let's be the best disciples of this great master that we can be, open-minded to his teaching, willing to learn from him and his way, so like him that others will clearly know which mentor we studied under, what kind of wine we are, and from which cloth we are cut.